G'day world, Chris Hogan coming to you live from Mid Media Studio here at Burley Heads for episode 92 of Get Fact Up, and I'm here with Andrew Grote. And today it's all about social media video tips, and I've already failed because essentially I need to grasp your attention in the first 3 to 6 seconds and have it landscape. We've done that one, but hopefully you'll keep watching because we're going to go through some dimensions and various social media channels and what some of the specifics are around that.
I think we might have lost a few already.
Yeah, we lost them.
Let's keep going. Burning daylight here.
Okay. I'll let you kick off. I've said enough.
Okay, so according to HubSpot, the best runtime length for Facebook videos is less than 2 minutes, ideally 1 minute. 56% of videos published in the last year are less than 2 minutes long. The ideal... And 95% of viewers watch videos on mute.
Yeah.
So something we've been saying before, captions.
Yep, captions and visual videos. So there's plenty of social media channels or pages out there right now producing videos which just have music playing in the background and they're just all text floating up with pretty images.
And another thing that we've learned recently is burn the captions in. Because captions don't always work on Facebook.
Yep, and makes it easier when sharing.
Mm-hmm.
So Sprout Social said 45% of users watch at least an hour or more of Facebook videos or YouTube videos in a week, easily. And the max dimensions are basically 4K, but recommended dimensions are 720p. So that's 1280 by 720. So that's the old HD. Mostly still referred to HD across the globe, but it's not. 1080p, 1080i, if you want to refer to it that way, is HD, and smartphones record in that format, no worries. So
I think the thing there that shows is that a lot of people are probably watching videos in portrait mode, so they're not really even going to notice if it's not full HD.
That's true. Good pickup. Next.
Okay, according to HubSpot, best length for Instagram videos. Viewers who watch the first 3 seconds of a video are most likely to finish it. Therefore, it's important to keep the video short, clear, and visual. Instagram's updated its video runtimes over the last year. There's now four stories, live videos, and the news feed items, I guess you call them. Stories can run for 15 seconds, live for an hour, and feed videos for 60 seconds. Although, once again, 30 seconds is probably the ideal viewing time on there.
That's 30 seconds for Instagram. But, yeah, what I was trying to allude to in the intro is grab people's attention in the first 3 seconds. Mm-hmm. 3 to 6, 12 even. But if you can give a summary of what the video is about, then ideally you're going to get more people to watch the whole lot.
Mm-hmm.
So, Sprout Social, what have we said here? So, there's various, I guess, dimensions for Instagram videos, including landscape, square, and vertical. Instagram's probably the most versatile platform for different dimensions of video formats. Albeit, I think square's probably still the most acceptable format on Instagram. But... if you want to keep your production simple, go landscape across every channel, and that could save yourself some time when producing videos.
Yeah, well, that's right, because if you're pushing it out from Ads Manager, then you're going to have to do two if you want to do that. Something that's interesting about Instagram is there's no landscape mode. So if you want to do the extra effort, square or vertical video is probably better. You're going to take up more real estate on the screen.
There you go. I personally... hate vertical video, just cannot stand it. But I'm not a Gen Z.
Times are changing.
So HubSpot best length runtime for Twitter. Go, Andrew.
Okay, best length runtime is 43 to 45 seconds. The maximum amount you can have on there, I think, is saying, the maximum recommended amount is 140 seconds. Twitter's got more video success when personal and relates to people.
Yeah, so I guess Kim Kardashian is just loving Twitter because she's so personal and relates to people. There you go. Hence why I despise Twitter. So the best dimensions for video on Twitter is landscape. I think, you know, it's, they do give you both options. You can do portrait as well, but I'm one for cutting down production time, so just go landscape.
Mm.
Can do your 720 video there on landscape as well.
Okay, LinkedIn. Best length for videos on LinkedIn. So the maximum length you can have on LinkedIn is 10 minutes. However, most people won't watch over 3. Again, first 6 seconds is where you need to make it count. And just be straight to the point.
Yeah.
But I feel like that's across almost every platform.
Yeah. So that's where we're saying, like, you know, some of this is a bit ambiguous. One Instagram's saying 3 seconds, capture people's attention in 3 seconds. Maybe that's because the Gen Zs have less less of an attention span than maybe the Gen Xs and Ys on LinkedIn.
It's also the format. Instagram's always visual, so people are more likely to be able to process it and move on quicker, I think. They're not expecting to see a big wall of text or anything like that anytime soon, so you can just keep going with Instagram and take it all in.
And, of course, on LinkedIn, burn your captions. I was actually having a chat online with somebody yesterday about their captions format, and damn, it was driving me nuts. They had one line at the top was showing up, and then the next line was showing up, and then the top one would update, but the bottom one would stay there. And after a few seconds, I was just like, "Where am I in this story?" You know, I'm confused. And also the size of the captions was so small that it was really hard for me to read, even on desktop. So I think it's really important that we take captions, you know, seriously, and that we increase the font size a little bit. And yeah, just burn them in. It's much...
And keep them where people expect, which is down the bottom. It's always been that way.
Yeah, when they jump around. it is a little bit annoying. Understandably, if you have to do that because there's some visual element in the footage that you cannot put text over, understandably, you got to put it somewhere else. But ideally, down the bottom.
Okay, best length for YouTube videos. So 6 out of 10 people prefer watching videos on YouTube over TV. Maximum recommended length is 2 minutes. An interesting fact here, you can cover a 1,000-word blog in 2 minutes in a video. I didn't know that.
There you go. So for many years we were saying that blogs, you know, should be 1,000-word blogs.
Mm.
And funnily enough, that relates to 2-minute videos.
Mm.
So... some of you out there might say, 1,000-word blog, who has time for that? Actually, you can get through, you know, a decent amount of content, and if you make it skimmable, i.e. put nice headings and bold and images in, then absolutely people are still going to consume a 1,000-word blog. Maybe not every word, but still very valid. Source link Fluencer, best dimensions for video on LinkedIn. Basically, it's landscape again. So landscape wins out. Previously, so last week we actually shared that Square works really cool. Works awesome on organic, but you cannot boost it. So you cannot sponsor that Square footage whatsoever on LinkedIn. So safest is to stick with the landscape dimension for sure. And the top dimension is, you know, anywhere from 480p to 1080p. So that's pretty standard. Like we said, 720, pretty safe. Is this pretty safe dimension? So 1280 by 720, pretty safe dimension across all channels. Should have just said that at the start. Anyway.
Facebook, 20% text rule. Is it real? It is real.
Yeah, it is
real. Let us tell you. And it's probably not 20%. It's more like 5%. Yep. They call it the 20% text rule. So that's on an ad, you need to have less than 20% of the visual component of that ad can be text. But I tell you what, we've put ads out that have had, you know, 5, 10%. Mm. And they've still been knocked back or the reach hasn't been as good because of the text.
Sometimes the signage, even in the background, like, you know, if you've got a landscape image with signage in the background, it can really throw you out.
Even if it's like a blurred out, say, sign in the background, like a street sign or for sale sign, that can be enough to trigger it. And even if the ad goes live, it can still reduce the reach if there's too much text there.
Yep. So how does this apply to video? Because obviously this is a video discussion today. Mm-hmm. 20% text rules normally, well, traditionally been applied to the images. So how does it apply to video? How do we avoid it?
So it doesn't affect video as much from what I've seen. There doesn't seem to be a hard and fast rule with it. But I feel like if you keep it out of the thumbnail and you keep it out of the first few seconds, it doesn't seem to be an issue. We've put video ads out with plenty of text in them and never seen any significant markdown unless it's been the whole way through.
Exactly. Well, guys, that's all we've got time for today. Thank you for watching Get Fact Up from Me Media Studio here at Burley Heads. We're here every week. We're up to episode 92, fast approaching 100. I'm Chris Hogan. This is Andrew Grote. Stay tuned.
Thank you.